T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 The Ticket. In my many years of doing this, working in the media, there's a few people who I really, really enjoy, even though we disagree on certain things. But this guy played football for the Detroit Lions. We had our arguments all the time about things. But he also entered this field for a little bit. And he's the father of a member of the Notre Dame family, now it appears. Ladies and gentlemen, number 92 from your Detroit Lions, the Spin Dog, Mr. Mark Spindler. What's up, Mr. Spindler? How are you?
I'm doing good, Tony. Thanks for taking the time. And I think one thing that you and I have always had is a tremendous amount of respect for one another. So as long as you have respect, you know, for each other, things always seem to work out for the best. But I do appreciate you, Tony.
Yeah. Look, now, Mark, you know, I am not a huge Notre Dame fan. In fact, I can't stand them. But now, at least, since your son's going there, I can at least, well, hope they don't lose by that many and hope that he has a good game. So first of all, congratulations. Yes. As much as I wanted him to go to Michigan, it's, you know, Notre Dame. I respect the history, the institution. It's fabulous. So as a father, congratulations on what Rocco has accomplished.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it was a big decision for my son, obviously. And like I told him from the beginning, when he narrowed it down to his 5 teams, you know, he couldn't make a bad choice. And it really, if you look at it from the outside in without bias, I mean, I think people would understand that. I mean, 5 great schools, 5 really good head coaches, teams with a lot of tradition and history, you know, winning programs, you know, academically, a few of them were just a little bit better than others. And at the end of the day, I mean, with the best fit, both, you know, on and off the field, I mean, Notre Dame, it just kept coming back to there. And that's where he ended up going. And we couldn't be more proud. We're excited about it.
Is it true that the thing that really pushed him over the top was he did not want to go to the same university that produced John Jansen?
you know, I do not believe that is true. I mean, and like, if you want to go to a school that actually produces players like John Jansen, so you know, like I said, he couldn't go wrong. I think what it came down to, Stoney and John, was pretty simple. You know, when you compare the two schools, it's like really splitting hairs in every single area. I just think that he had this. He felt the brotherhood of the offensive line, of what they stood for, of current players reaching out to him now wanting him to be a part of this team, past players reaching out to him now wanting to be a part of this great tradition, and the relationship that he developed with Coach Quinn, you know, over this period of time just really swayed the odds at the end to Notre Dame.
Mark, when this decision was made, we see in today's day and age, guys make a commitment and then at some point, sometimes they decommit, they flip. Did you have a conversation with your son about being sure when he came out with this statement?
You know, loyalty, is coachability and loyalty are two of the biggest things that are important to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, son, you really want to get this thing right the first time. And you have to put all the time in. You have to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. And he really went through, John, a great process to do this. And at the end of the day, he chose Notre Dame. Now, having said that, look, we're in an unprecedented era in life and an unprecedented era in sports, specifically football. You see transfers and things that happen all the time with the portal, something that's never happened before. When coaches leave, players were stuck there at the university. When different things happened, they were stuck there. So what I was, you know, really impressed by, especially from, you know, Michigan being crushed and deflated by losing this player. They really wanted him, and I say this in a respectful way, but the way that they handle it, I thought it was very, it was first class. They did a very good job with it.
We're joined by Mark Spindler, former Lion, former radio star, maybe not, but the father of Rocco Spindler, who made the decision to go to Notre Dame over Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and LSU. Now, if I believe what I heard and watching and reading, he kind of wanted, was leaning toward Notre Dame for a while because that's where your father, his grandfather, really had a dream of Rocco going. So that being said, why didn't he just take pick Notre Dame like 2 months ago?
Well, you know, Stoney, look at, you know, what my father, God rest his soul, wanted my son to do, or what he, you know, that's just not from a personal reason that my dad was a Notre Dame fan. I mean, he was a Notre Dame fan when I went to Pitt, and, you know, I came down to maybe Notre Dame, Pitt, or Penn State, and I still chose to go to Pitt. You know, I think my son appreciated his grandfather, loved his grandfather, you know, and I think he promised his grandfather more or less if things worked out the way that, you know, they had hoped to work out, that's where it'd go. But he had to go through an entire process, and he went through a very sincere process, okay? And everybody had an equal opportunity to land him. And, I mean, he went line item by line item. There had never been a phone call that never went returned. And I'm telling you, you're talking tens of thousands of phone calls. Never an email, never a text message. So he sincerely went through this process. And at the end of the day, when we sat down a week ago, he told me the reasons why he was going to go to Notre Dame, and I even asked him, why not Michigan? And you know, and it really, it made sense about this brotherhood, about where he had this level of comfort, where he felt that he could actually go and contend at a higher level and get the best education possible. And now, by the way, it's where his grandfather wanted him to go.
I think that's a great part of the story, and I don't think it should be discounted in any way, shape, or form. But if people remember back when you were recruited, you were a guy that was recruited just like your son, a national recruit, a top recruit that anybody would have loved to have had in their program. Could you compare or contrast how recruiting has changed from when you were a high school recruit to now watching your son go through it?
You know, John, I mean, there might be a few similarities of just, you know, high traffic, people calling you on the telephone. But this digital era and really the marketing that they put behind it, you know, I mean, my son has already been in the Hall of Fame. He's been in several Pro Bowls, won Super Bowls on NFL teams, won 6 national championships in only 4 years at certain universities. I mean, the pictures, the digital photographs, you know, the calling, the texting, the tweeting. I mean, it's just they become so much more touchable and accessible. Where I had the benefit, you know, we had one line at the Spindler household. And when you were on that phone, and smart coaches would tie you up on that phone for well over an hour. And, you know, and the other guy, all the other teams heard was, you know, I think, if I remember correctly once, I think Penn State broke the line and said, we have Joe Paterno's on the other line. Will you take his call? Right? Well, I was on the phone with like Pitt. It was insane. But the way that they can touch these kids today, it's incredible. The accessibility is like, you know, and the effort that's put in is incredible by every university. They really put a full court press effort on every single individual.
Couple final things. The fact that Jim Harbaugh did not get a contract extension done because of COVID or other reasons, did that have anything to do with him not going to Michigan?
I think there has to be some underlining thoughts to that. I don't want to put everything on that, but when I had asked Jim, you know, if he had his contract extension, he said it just didn't get done, but it will get done. You know, I know my son had heard that. I never talked to my son about that beyond that day that we talked. You know, will he get a contract? I'm sure he will. But with this unprecedented COVID, you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we miss college football. That's what it's going to be like. And now you go into what I always called your last year without a contract, extension is not a good situation for both the university or the coach, because you never know what's going to happen. That's something that you definitely have to take into consideration, Stoney. That's a good question.
Final thing for me. Do you think we're going to be able to see Rocco take on Donovan Edwards in West Bloomfield this year, the good Clarkson-West Bloomfield game that you have that great tailgate? Did you bring the bus wherever you go? Do you think we're going to have high school football? Because I have my major doubts.
You know, selfishly, Stoney, I would like to see it. But if you look deep into it, you probably shouldn't have it. And I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I mean, it's going to be a challenge how you socially isolate the kids. You know, it'll be devastating, you know, in a certain way. But COVID is bigger than this. It's bigger than football. I mean, I would love to be able to see my son play. I think they have a team that can come back and win a state championship. And the story behind it, it's why he came back. He could have went to IMG several years in a row. As late as March, he could have went there and chose to come back to Clarkson because he felt he could win a state championship. I have a funny feeling it's just not going to happen. I think the governor is probably going to, you know, use everything that she can to shut this thing down. And maybe rightfully so. Who knows?
I've heard a lot of stories about the Spindler tailgate. When it travels to South Bend, what do you do to take it to the next level?
Oh, boy, let me tell you something. First of all, you spend some dough and you upgrade that bus and you get something really good. You get a big fat smoker out there and you get started Friday night. That's what you do, John. You get excited, baby. And let me tell you, I know how to take things to the next level. You have a lot of music, you have a lot of food, and you have a lot of spirits. And I will get Stoney down there for a game. You watch and see. Because one thing that Stoney won't do is he will never pass up a damn good free meal.
Yes. I don't know if I'd drive 4 hours to see it unless they're playing Michigan, but you know.
I would.
Yeah, you will, Stoney. You're like, huh? He's got barbecue? Yeah, there's wings and pizza?
That's right.
I'll be there. What time?
Check. Wow. Well, congratulate Rocco for me. He's a great kid. He really is a polite and does all the right things. And your wife and your family and all the friends, the Clarkson folks, even though I hope West Bloomfield kicks your ass this year if we play, it's great. It really is great to see you and Rocco get so successful. Really, it's tremendous.
I appreciate it. Stoney, I'd be remiss if I didn't take at least just, I hope you just run a little late 1 second here, that I say, you know, my deepest condolences to you, 97-1, and Jamie Samuelson and his family. I mean, the guy was a pro's pro, and we were all saddened to hear this. I mean, the guy had done such an outstanding job, and we were just shocked. I mean, the last time I heard him on the air, he sounded like a pro, and I just, you know, I said, man, I think the guy, well, he's got cancer. He's all right. I mean, he's going to have some time to figure this thing out. And then to hear that sudden news, I mean, we were all devastated. And understanding his beautiful, wonderful wife and his children, we are all deeply thinking about that family. And that makes this thing really hit close to home. And I'm very sorry for you personally, Stoney, because I know how tight you were with him.
Did you get a colonoscopy? Have you had a colonoscopy yet, by the way?
Yeah, I had one several years ago, and I need to have another one. And I can tell people this, as big and strong and proud as I am, it was the easiest process that I had ever, painless, shameless process that I had ever gone through. And I've been through a lot of painful, shameful processes in my life, and this one wasn't one of them. So go get checked, folks.
Mark, thank you very much for those words. And like I said, congrats again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Let me know anything you ever need, Stoney. I'll talk soon.
All right. Mark Spindler, ladies and gentlemen, the former Lion, and his son going to go play for the damn Fighting Irish. Oh, man, I thought they had him. Damn. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.